Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Stephanie Moon time.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Will. Yeah, really, really good.
And
really
what's keeping you busy, Steph? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend, Will, I'm going to be at the Country Living Show, which is in Harrogate, and I'll be doing a cookery demonstration there. Something a bit different, giving people some ideas for Christmas, bit of a Christmas dinner with a twist.
Well, of course, you know, I mean, we're just, you know, it's just over a month away now, isn't it?
It's crazy, it's creeping
up very fast. So, of course, you're going to be there, you're going to be giving a demonstration, and people can come down and see you then, can they,
yeah,
Steph?
And there's lots of other local chefs, you know, all sorts of people will be there. There'll be lots to see, lots to do, and, yeah, worth the trip.
Fantastic. I will see you there this weekend. Right, what are we cooking tonight then, Steph?
Well, we have got for you this evening. Well,
yes, I could see some duck.
Yeah, I just thought, you know what, Will?
It's a while since we've had a Hartley one, no.
Yeah, this is Yorkshire duck, but it's served in a very un-Yorkshire way.
Where's the duck come from, Steph?
So we've got a Yorkshire duck. This is, can you see how it's lovely and tender? It's comfy, so it just falls off the bone. And what you do is you cook it in a very fine mix of, it's like a goose fat duck. We've got tangerine in there, we've got star anise, we've got cinnamon, lots of different spices in there. Mm. And it's really tender, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, when you say comfy duck in goose fat or duck fat, people thought, ooh.
But, just melts in your mouth, doesn't it?
But yeah, you don't have any extra fat in there. It drains off, and all you're left with is this very, very soft, juicy duck, Yorkshire duck.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we've got, we're serving it in a very un-Yorkshire way. We've got here some dal. Now, just try a tiny bit of that, Will. I'm not sure if that's your thing, but... Oh, it's lentil dal.
You're asking me here, Steph.
And it's served with, basically what you do is you fry onion with all different Indian spices. So we've got turmeric in there, cardamom in there, very, very gentle spice. And then you boil the lentils separately in like a coconut milk, and you fry the lentils...
Feel that flavour.
You add all that in. Then you add it to the fried onions with the spices, and the coconut milk cooks it. So it's a very, very mild, coconutty lentil mix. And a lot of Indian cookery, instead of having potato or instead of having vegetables, they'll have a lentil dal or lots of different types. You can get chickpea dals, you can get pea dals. This particular one, I think it's good because the duck is very mellow and very delicate. The coconut lentil dal, again, is very mellow and delicate. And I kind of think they all go together. And we're getting, you know, it's getting a bit wintry. We want something that's easy to do, hearty. And this is it.
And this is your trick, okay? So there we go. Do you know, every day's a school day. Well, and I just wouldn't think about serving, you know, that with duck, like you say.
No, I know. And I mean, why not? I just think,
indeed,
you know, a lot of people will serve duck leg with something like lentil de puy, which is a dark, leathery lentil.
Dauphinoise potato, roast potatoes.
Yeah. Which is fine, but we're at the food and drink show. We're on the cutting edge.
We're here.
We're slicing through it.
Well, lovely. Do you know what? And that really was tasty. Steph, thank you so much. And let's get some wine to go along with it.
Always a pleasure, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.